of the first player in for the Eagles during this free agency period. From the Houston Texans, James Casey, a fullback, a tight end, an H-back. And the way our next guest, John McClain, describes it, I would say, John, a modern-day Jim Thorpe. I mean, welcome to the show, and thank you very much for being part of it. You speak in glowing terms, John, of young man Mr. Casey.
I spoke in glowing terms about D'Amico Ryans, and I speak in glowing terms about Casey. Let me tell you a little background. He's from a little small town called Easel up by Fort Worth. He pitched in the White Sox minor league system. He didn't work out. When he was in high school, his mother died in a trailer fire. He moved in with a high school coach, ended up marrying the high school coach's wife, his daughter, and now they have two kids. And he knocked on the door of Rice, the Harvard of the South, got in, played eight positions in his two seasons. He left after his third, he was a third-year sophomore. Had he returned to Rice for his junior year at 6'3 and 230, James Casey would have been the starting quarterback. So Texas take him in the fifth round, even though they had three tight ends, but they had him rated higher. He came in, he worked his way up, and when they lost Lawrence Vickers, their fullback, to Dallas, James became the full-time fullback, lead blocker for Arian Foster. He's played all those positions. He can deep snap. He's a great special teams player. But the good thing about James Casey, his nickname at Rice was Thor. And he'll do anything. He will run over people. Gary Kubiak, the head coach, used to make fun of Casey because Casey got to the locker room before the coaches. And you guys know coaches get there early. And he was the last guy to leave. He fluctuates his weight between 240 and 250, depending on what they want. He's got great hands. I only saw him drop one pass in his 4 years here. He played 54% of the snaps last season. And these are not big numbers, but it was career highs for him. He had 34 catches, 330 yards, and three touchdowns as a fullback, third tight end. Texans have a lot of weapons on offense, so he didn't get the ball nearly as much as he could have. Now, you guys know the Eagles got a lot of weapons on offense too, so I don't think any of us really do about what Chip Kelly has in mind for him, but I thought some people here go, oh my goodness, how could the Eagles give that kind of money for Casey? And I said, be happy for the guy. He's 28 years old. He worked hard to get to this point. You know, there's no baggage with him. There's no question about the kind of effort. Eagles fans will love James Casey.
John, it seems like this is a young man who, obviously in Houston, behind, as you say, a lot of offensive weapons, given the opportunity in a variety of roles, could really be successful. I think you mentioned that there were 15 teams interested in James Casey.
15 teams, including the Texans, contacted his agent, Jeff Nally. The Eagles didn't want him going to Miami for a visit, so they did what it took to get him. You know, if you've got somebody you want and you zero in on him and you got to kick in a little extra money because you can't live without him, do it. He's not going to let him down, I can guarantee you.
What, in your opinion, John, what would be the best way to use? Sometimes a player who's a multi-purpose, very skilled player doesn't find the right niche to really succeed. If you were designing an offense with James Casey in mind, what would you design?
Throw him the ball. He can line up. He could line up, go in motion, line up wide. He could line up in the slot. He could line up as a fullback, and you can use him in a passing game. He can be the second tight end. I've always thought a team that utilized an H-back, James would be ideal. He'd catch 80 passes. Obviously, that's not going to happen with the Eagles with all those other weapons they have. But he'll be very reliable. He'll be a good third down guy to move the chains. He won't drop anything. One good thing about Casey, when he gets the ball and he turns it upfield, he will jump over people. He will hurdle them. He's turned somersaults before, and the crowd's like, ooh, because they don't want him to get hurt. But once the Eagles get a load of James, they're going to fall in love with him.
John, we don't know, as you say, that we don't really know what this offense is going to look like. You know, Chip Kelly comes with the read option background and very explosive running game and a multi-purpose passing game from Oregon. I guess the question would be with Casey involved, would he be in place of a fullback on this roster? I mean, what's your sense of what
you
know
about
him?
I think the Eagles signed him because they want to get him the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's going to be a lead blocker. I think his agent, Jeff Nally, and James to a certain point, James just wanted on the field. But he knew with Owen Daniels as the starting tight end, Owen just went to his second Pro Bowl. He wasn't going to be the starter. They've got a backup tight end they really like. And he played a combination. As Gary Kubiak said, we played James all over the place. And that versatility makes him valuable. But whatever they do, Kelly needs to get him the ball, because when he gets it and turns up the field, he can break tackles. I'm guessing they'll want him at about 240. And the most he's ever weighed, I think, was 250, and he had a hard time keeping it on. But get him in some space and get him the ball.
John, I can't wait to see this kid play. I can't wait to meet him and see what he's all about. Let's go back to DeMeco Ryans real quick here. There's a chance here that the Eagles go to a bit of a 3-4 look. The story in Houston was that he didn't fit into that scheme or that it was salary cap related. I mean, a couple of years out from that Achilles tendon injury, if the Eagles were to go to a 3-4, how do you think DeMeco would fit in here?
DeMeco was playing next to Brian Cushing, and Cushing was playing on the weak side, and he was playing on the strong side in the 3-4. The problem with DeMeco in a 3-4 was coming off the ruptured Achilles tendon. You know, that's the only problem they had. They made that deal because it saved the money in the salary cap, and they didn't want to have that much tied up with two inside linebackers in a 3-4. So DeMeco is smart enough, and he is experienced enough to be able to play either place. It's good that he got to play here as much as he did under Wade Phillips so he could learn the position. So if they do go to it, it won't be any kind of transition for him.
Mm. So you're giving this James Casey move a thumbs up a year after giving the DeMeco Ryans move a thumbs up from the Eagles' perspective.
Well, would you give DeMeco a thumbs up?
Yes, I would. I thought he was and you were, by the way, right on the mark. Great leader, wonderful to work with, tremendously hard worker, and he played very well in trying times last year.
And he never complains. D'Amico's one of my go-to guys. I hated to see him go, but I knew they'd like him up there. I think the farther removed he gets from the Achilles injury, the better he's going to be. And Casey is just like him. He'll never say the wrong thing. He'll always be cooperative. And when you see him in practice, he goes all out all the time. James Casey's a coach's dream. They never have to worry about him at all, except maybe he embarrasses them by showing up before they do.
Wow, that's great. Hey, John, we thank you so much. John McClain from the Houston Chronicle. Thank you so much for joining us with a very in-depth scouting report on James Casey right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.